Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
These are people who like to stand in the outer in the days before the Chardonnay-sipping theatre set took over.
Thanks, Rex. And today we crank up the Get This jukebox and let you have a crack at Richard Marsland's job. I mean, how hard can it be? Good point, Prime Minister.
Tim Zura lifts the lid on the Sheffield Shield.
Have you been saying that every day this year?
Maybe.
Okay, we've got a moving and foul-mouthed salute to Amanda Vanstone. You remember her.
Who lives in a dungeon and looks like Keith Urban.
We'll float some overblown rock video concepts. Fire up the industrial fans, Richard.
What to do when faced with a sauce bandit.
We'll pop down to the International High Rollers Room and find out which country needs a national anthem makeover.
Which French guys look totally cute in a scarf.
And in hour two, author, broadcaster, he's taller than Ed Cavalli. What? Tony Wilson is here as we roll out the forgotten heroes, apparently.
Tony just got into town about an hour ago. Took a look around, see which way the wind blow.
And we'll be finding out which way in the next hour or 2 hours, depends where you're standing. It's all coming up on Get This, along with several unconfirmed rumours, outright lies and personal attacks.
I'm not interested in personal attacks, and we all know what they are.
Oh, that's better. The Screaming Jets on Triple M. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard wherever you're listening. It's Get This around the nation with myself, Tony Martin.
Too clever by half.
We've got Ed Cavalli.
Too cute by half.
And Richard Marsland.
Too cunning by half.
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Too cunning by half, Richard.
How so?
Good point. I've had a great email from Lewis Ridey Crofts, and he says, I think Richard is to blame for you guys getting sacked. The Ann Wills Show was cancelled.
That's right.
You worked on that.
That's right.
Tough Love was cancelled. You worked on that.
Yes.
Maybe Richard is moving from show to show, predicting its death, Oscar the Death Cat style. Remember that cat that went around the hospital and when it curled up next to someone, it means, you know, numbers up.
I guess all I can say to that is, Rich, please apply for a job on Friday Night Downloads.
That's my next move. I am concerned that possibly I am the kiss of death.
Yeah.
That I am taking it, that I have.
Well, the sex show got it.
Sex show gone?
A show about sex got axed.
On the poison chalice, you know?
How can that? How can that happen?
With all the knowledge in my mind, how did the sex show get axed?
So true.
We'll ask Bessie Bardot.
But the stage show was fantastic.
Is Bessie Bardot coming in for a reunion before we sign off?
I don't know. She might be doing the late date show in the round, which is the Arena Spectacular.
Hey.
And once she's finished her run with that.
Hey, hey, Phil.
Maybe we'll get her in. I don't know. I haven't talked to Bessie for a while.
All right. Okay. Now, as you know, we're replaying stuff that people have requested. I haven't heard any of today's replays. I haven't had a chance to check them because I've been bunkered down with Matt Dower.
Who presumably now is being kept in some dungeon without electricity or air, tapping out Morse code.
That's true. Very true. Yeah,
free Matty D.
We've been cranking out our fifth podcast for the week. That's going up today.
Good on you, Tone.
So I haven't had a chance to. We will get to that photo of Matt Dower next. I know what you're going to do there. But, you know, people are asking for stuff I don't remember us doing. Tim M of New South Wales says, I'd like to hear the clip of Amanda Vanstone as Tony Soprano talking about Christmas Island. Why did we do that? What was that about?
No.
It must have been a late one. I think the premise was that we were allowed to use Paul Bongiorno's voice.
Yes.
But the legal department weren't letting us use
Amanda Vanstone.
The clips of Amanda Vanstone. Yeah. So we got an actor in. Must have been Tony Soprano.
I see.
But I think all of the dialogue that he says is word for word actual Amanda Vanstone.
And steering the legislation through those rocky shoals is our guest. Welcome back, Amanda Vanstone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's f-ing great to be here. I love this.
Well, just wearing your multicultural affairs hat, are you concerned the foiled bomb plot could fuel an anti-Muslim backlash in Australia?
Okay, first up, do I look like I'm wearing a f***ing hat to you, Paul?
Well,
is that a hat up there? That's my f***ing hair. I'm Amanda f***ing Vanstone, right? So I want some f***ing respect from you when you talk to me on your little show. Multicultural f***ing hat. I don't know what that shit means. So, you know, you keep your little hat remarks to yourself, okay?
On Friday, former head of the National Crime Authority, Peter Farris QC, said it was time to call a spade and realise that terrorists will come from within the Muslim community.
Paulie, am I calling a spade a spade? When did I say that?
Just
I didn't say any of that okay?
Well, we just...
I mean, I'm a man of f***ing landstone. You think I sit around coming up with little, you know, spade bon mots for you f***ing journalists to f***ing talk about? I don't know where you get that shit from.
He wants a national ID card with a person's religion on it. Here's something of what he said.
What's the point of searching a little old lady pensioner from Nunawading when there's half a dozen Muslims getting on the plane?
Right, cut that off. Okay, you get on a plane, right? You see some Muslim guy, right? You see some little old lady. You know what I see? I see competition for the buffet. That's what I f***ing see, right? You let me eat those f***ing sandwiches, whatever you got. Any kind of little food that's in a packet. Leftovers. I'll take anything, right? Just let me get my f***ing snout in the trough. That's what I want.
Okay, well, moving on to...
I'm on a flight, okay? Well, liquids. Keep your f***ing liquids. Give me solids.
Just one point. I understand that Family First may be interested in an amendment that would see...
I don't have time for this shit. You got some f***ing good questions there, Paulie?
Boat people sent not to Nauru, but to Christmas Island.
Christmas Island. Look, listen to me, Paul. I don't even know where the f*** this place is. Christmas Island. What, a seasonal island? What, is it f***ing Christmas there all the f***ing time? It's like Willy Wonka Town. I'm telling you, Christmas Island. Birthday Mountain.
Minister, time for a break.
All right. Now we have a break. We see what a f***ing idiot you are, Paul. Think I don't know what you're f***ing doing. I come on your little show. You ask your little f***ing questions. I see you with f***ing Tony Abbott. Oh, yeah, I got all the f***ing smart questions. Let me ask you this f***ing smart guy. I'm Amanda f***ing Vanstone. You think you can take me down? No, you take a f***ing shot at me, okay? You just take a f***ing shot because I'm a big f***ing lady.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Immigration Minister Amanda Vanstone.
Don't make me sit on you.
Okay. Very unnecessary. Highly unnecessary. Music, please, Mr. Marsden. A triple M. Let's get this. Next up, something else. Is this the special mix?
Might be.
Oh, I hope it is. Matchbox 20.
I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world. But it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we
come, come, come.
Come, come, come. Let's see how far we've come. I think it turned 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. And I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Say, where you going, man? You know the world is headed for hell. Say your goodbyes if you got someone you can say goodbye to.
Come.
Let's see how far we've come. I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we've
come. Come.
And there's no one at home. Well, it was cool, cool. It was just all cool. Now it's over for me, and it's over for you. Let's go, go, baby, it's all gone. There's no one on the corner, and there's no one at home. Well, it was cool, cool. It was just all cool. Now it's over for me, and it's over for you.
Assault! Assault!
You touched me, officer, sorry.
I believe the world is burning to the ground.
How come?
It's Matchbox 20. Of course it is, with additions from Police 10-7, now seen on Fox 8.
Ooh.
What an achievement for the team here at Get This.
I always wonder,
on Triple M,
if there was a way for that drunk to hear himself back now.
Mm.
It would be quite bizarre. Because for him, Tony, if you think about it,
mm.
all he's done, gone and got into a dodgy car in Matamata,
yes.
Driven to a bloke's house, someone's threatened to pair him back for fuddling with his missus. He's tripped over a bin. And he's got this other life. He's got this other life on our radio show.
Yes. That's right.
And now he's up front with Rob Thomas.
He thought that because his face was pixelated, he was safe.
He's not. You got to pixelate your voice too.
That's right. That's right.
You got to get a voiceover guy to do all your voices. Assault officer. Assault. Pete Smith style.
Oh, Pete, there's someone else we should get in.
Yes,
genius, before we
man.
Wind up. But hey, let's quickly though, just get onto the internet.
All right. Some dialer.
And then... Literally,
oh.
Richard, but there thanks for the thanks for the help there. That's that's the sound of the dial-up.
Mm.
Remember the dial-up?
Nope.
I'm still using the dial-up.
Yeah.
No one else is. It's super fast. It's faster than broadband now.
It's not, Tony.
I just want to see what the IT people do.
Look, Tony, you know? Just because everyone got a car and started driving on roads, that doesn't mean the horse and cart...
God,
off to the side of the road is now beating them.
Horse and cart will be back before you know it, I'm telling you.
You see the Penfolds horse and cart go through the city? Slow as.
All right, when they have the Penfolds Grand Prix, though, we'll be laughing then. Okay, we're on the internet, are we?
Yeah.
Now, we've been so busy. Obviously, we get emails. I have to read 400 or 500 a night.
You do, Tony.
Takes me about 4 hours.
Worth it, though.
So it is worth it because they're all gold. But as a result, I haven't really been on the internet to see what's going on there.
Oh, okay, great.
Who has put up this Save Get This website? I know you've got all the various factions and armies, the Simon Heavey crew, that's the Facebook people.
The MySpace people, the Facebook
the orcs.
People. It's guys and dolls.
Is it someone
the
called
elves.
Karen Summers? I don't want to get the names wrong. Please send in your names and we'll read them out properly.
I was hoping that we might meet her at the rally.
Oh, really?
Well,
yep, there we go.
Touch base and do an up top.
Stop saying in a touch and up top. Stop trying to touch up top.
It's fantastic, that site, the Save Get This website, and the biographies they've done for us and the links to things on YouTube, which I'd forgotten about. It's got me doing the crazy Car City Eyes thing on The Late Show.
So
I've got a link
that.
To that.
Yeah, it's very good.
And they've also got a link to a sketch from The Late Show called The Whinging Pom. Have you seen that?
Yes. It's a pub, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an ad for a pub, a British-themed pub. And if you read the comments on YouTube, there's quite a lot of English people arguing about whether the sketch is racist or not.
Oh, wow.
And it's just us sitting around doing dodgy English accents. And I'm going, what was that about? What were we thinking? Why did we do that?
Mm.
And then I remembered it was a send-up of an ad that used to be on.
Oh, right.
There was exactly like that for something called the UK Majestic Club in Melbourne, where if it's okay by you, it's UK by us. So this is 15 years ago. So we've done a send-up of that, but now everyone's forgotten that ad, and it just looks like the most racist sketch ever. Reiki, that's up there. But the bios and the information.
Yeah, what's on there, Tony?
Well, you just go to the Ed Cavalli page.
Oh,
look at this. They've made a sort of database of things we've learned about Ed from listening to the Get This podcast. Now, you need to confirm whether this is accurate
or not. You know what, Tony? Because when we started this show, one of the things you told me was, don't be afraid, just be yourself and say things that are true. Is this the bit where it bites me in the ass?
Well, we'll find out.
Is that where we are?
We will find out. When Lockie Hume popped in, we discovered that Ed worked at Blockbuster for 8 years. Yes,
8.5 years.
Said that Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke was one of the most stolen rentals.
It was, yep.
Okay. In podcast 19, Ed returned to the fold after his European jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
While Turkish porn was discussed, Ed insisted he didn't get any action a la Eurotrip. Oh, okay.
I didn't get any Euro. That's right. True. I didn't get any in Europe last year.
But plenty of Turkish porn.
Heaps.
Okay. In podcast 30, Ed was concerned about whether he looked gay as Gus in the newly minted KFC ad campaign.
I think history's told us that I look massively gay.
Yeah.
It was also revealed that he mimed eating the burger due to Tony's keen observation of the lens used in filming. I think it was the 2mm.
It was.
You were on the 2mm lens, the most fisheye known to man.
Yeah.
And you just, if you look at it on YouTube, it's just not actually touching. Teeth aren't actually touching the burger.
No.
Wonder why he got the ass from that one.
Oh.
And Richard didn't even have a cameo in it.
That's so true.
Nowhere to be seen.
In podcast 137, Ed's ongoing viewings of Antiques Roadshow have enabled him to pick how old antique furniture is and its origins. Is that true? Those skills are keeping up?
Yeah, I can tell what's been turned in Belgium. I can tell when something's going to have a hidden flower tray, Rich, Louis XIV style. Don't even ask me about teddy bears.
You want to pop down to the record library here at Triple M. There's some stuff in there.
If it's an old teddy bear and it's lost an eye and it smells horrible and it looks like it's just been kicked, you know, through the dirt for ages, it's probably worth about £6,000. That's the rule of thumb. If you've got a toy at home and it scares children, take it in, worth some cash.
How much would you value this album by Quarter Flash at, Mr. Cavalli? Harden my heart. Any ideas?
Oh, dear. I'm not going to read all of it out. No, I won't read. Okay, this has got, less mention of boobs than the previous two entries. In podcast 139, Ed Cavalli reveals he had obtained an art history degree from university in under 4.5 years instead of 3. Means he is qualified to look at things, those things up on the wall with boobs in them.
That's right.
Old boobs.
That's 4.5 years of study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
His now not so secret skill.
I know why all the wangs are really small in Roman paintings and stuff.
The wangs.
Yeah, like, you know, Michelangelo's David. Whenever you look at it, giant bloke, giant hands, tiny wang.
That's
right. And you think it's, well, David, it's not. I wouldn't let them make a statue of me.
That's why the Mona Lisa's smiling.
If it was going to be, you know, tiny wang time. But the reason that they did that was to try and focus on the hands and the feet to show that kind of power.
It's really cold.
But David had a great personality, though. You're knocking him too much for his wang. He had a really big car, too.
Okay. That's the wang quota for this break, according to Nikki Hamilton. Ed's not-so-secret skill is knowing if a neighbourhood cat will allow itself to be patted via its body language.
Three neighbourhood cats last night. The best haul I've had in St Kilda in Melbourne.
Lovely.
They were loving me. On fences. I spotted one, Rich. It looked like a possum from far away, but you've got to know the ears. I went up there, lovely tabby, scratch on the
cheek. Oh, they love the
cheek.
Ears.
You call that, what a haul. Fantastic. In podcast 140, it was revealed that Ed is happy to be called an engorged man brute due to his height and pulling power on Thank God You're Here, but he doesn't like to be known as a float. A Mardi Gras float. A parade float.
If you've seen any floats, it's not the look I'm going for. You know who? You know what I'm talking about? Men riding the giant you know what.
That is a great insult, though, isn't it?
The guy's a goddamn parade float.
Okay, so that's pretty much all true.
Right, I'm happy with that.
All right, well, we can endorse that website there.
Thank you very much. GetSaveGetThis.com.
And please send in your names, creators and organisers, and we'll mention you. But please, I think Nikki has actually run out of fingers.
Uh-oh.
She's holding up one of Cecilia's
hands. Child is now holding up fingers for us. Great job. Really putting in.
Next up, something else on Triple M's Get There. Dancing in the dark. That'd be Bruce Springsteen around the nation on Triple M's Get This, thanks to the Nissan Navara.
Pulling
power.
Ooh.
Yes.
Isn't it muscly and yet curvaceous at the same time?
Other vehicles in the same class corner like a dog on lino, but the Nissan Navara is all across cornering, pulling power, the China hutch, the beverage holders. Tony, tell me more about the beverage holders.
I can't tell you much more except that there's four of them. I would have thought one would have been enough, maybe another one in the back. They've gone nuts. Wherever you reach, you want to have a beverage waiting.
Yes.
They've got it covered.
Just to grab your flagon of mead.
It's mead compatible. Oh, hello, listeners.
Hello, Tony.
Mr. Howard, what are you doing here? Hey, you've been a big fan of Ed Cavalli's work over the year, haven't you?
Tony, I'm not going to give any commentary. I'm using my valuable time on this worthy program. Yeah. I'm not going to give commentary on what other people have said.
All right, well, okay. Let the listeners speak because they love some of your regular segments, Ed, and the Tim Zura gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you read actual. Now, I want to point out, none of this is exaggerated or changed.
Yeah, no. Well, there's a slight editing taking place, but nothing's been added.
No.
These are the words from Zura's head, then his mouth said them.
Yeah.
Then someone's written them down for him.
And what's the name of the book again, if people are looking for it?
Tim Zura, My Story. The gloves are off. Now for the facts.
All right, let's have another reading.
I now know the reasons behind the conspiracy to remove me from the Western Warriors. The events which have unfolded since Vintage Crop won the Melbourne Cup on the first Tuesday of November 1993 have been pieced together by whacker officials and used as ammunition against me.
Just as the Irish stayer was crossing the finish line at Flemington, the WA cricket team touched down at Melbourne Airport to prepare for our second Sheffield Shield match of the season against Victoria at the MCG. After dinner that night, Tom Moody, Jeff Marsh, Damian Martin and myself had a quiet drink at the bar in the restaurant. During our conversation at the bar in Melbourne, I asked Martin why he did not attend the barbecue I had organised. Martin shocked us all when he said, "I was never going to go to your place because of that bitch of yours. I knew she'd be there." I was stunned. I said, "What was that?" "You heard me. That bitch, that slag of yours would be there," he replied. I saw red. I grabbed Martin by the throat and told him all about it. When Moody grabbed my arm and pulled me away, I thought long and hard about what Martin said that night and still don't fully understand it.
And thus spake Timmy Zura.
Wow.
And I love how there's always plots against him. It seems people are always scheming and plotting. It's an Oliver Stone expose. What is going on the internet now, Mr. Mars?
You're talking about savegetthis.com.
That's a great website.
Wonderful website. And the forums are just magic.
Oh, I'm too scared to go onto the forums.
Well, there's a whole thread about do the guys ever come on here know about it.
Okay.
And we know about everything. We're on there trolling. We're on Facebook poking people we don't even know. But underneath the thread, how do we know that they are already some members under some alias?
This is from
No Respect writes, Richard could be here with his shoe cam, donkey in tow and lotion on the ready for all we know. Then Insider types in, too true, the lotion provides Marsland with a disguise that is unnoticeable by even the most advanced forms of detection. No Respect fires back, so even Carl Stefanovic's advanced senses would prove useless. Munto writes, it depends on the extent on the lotion's absorbance. Also, if things dry out, the lotion dries and becomes crusty and can disable the cogs of Stefanovic. Deadbeat writes back, I'm fairly sure his saliva glands, or at least what we humans call saliva glands, are actually mini lubricant reserves, allowing him to stay lubed up in more heated climes. If you see anyone on the forum mention, no, suggest reverse cowgirl, I would suspect Richard.
Wow.
That's our listeners, right?
Do you notice how no one ends their post with, gotta go, girlfriend's calling me?
No one ends it with straight ahead. Here's what we're going to do now. Just have a quick recall of some of your fine work in the Crime Watch segment.
Oh, yeah.
Just a quick clip here. The duct tape bandit. Ooh. Did you see him on the news?
What's he up to?
This is a bloke in Kentucky who's decided to rob a liquor store by just winding duct tape round and round and round his face. Brilliant. Leaving just eye holes and mouth hole.
Okay.
He's gone in. He's been laughed at by everyone in the store.
Oh.
He's been tackled by people still laughing.
Tackled?
They've taken off the duct tape. His face is just a mass of rashes. He's been photographed. Everyone's had a good laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd think that'd be the end of the story.
It's pretty much open and shut case, this one.
Next day, the guy appears on the news to deny that he was the duct tape bed. Now, he's put about 3 inches of pancake makeup on his face to cover the injuries. And then he's doing some kind of rapping to camera moves.
Oh, he's gangster.
Have a listen to this.
I look like a duct tape bandit, baby. I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? Live one-on-one, Ashton, Kentucky. You know this is not me. Now look, do the math, do the homework, man.
Yeah, see, I've done both the math and the homework. And you're the same bloke! This is in the photo they just showed. Why would you deny it?
On what grounds is he denying it? Yes, I was in a liquor store. Yes, I had my face covered in duct tape. Yes, I was trying to steal bottles of whiskey. But that don't make me no duct tape bandit. Mm-mm. You don't know me. Mm-mm.
Okay. Is this good, Charlotte? It is indeed. A bit of misery here at Triple M. And then we'll be back with Overblown Rock Video Concepts. Thank you very much. Good Charlotte. A bit of misery there. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Podcasts.
Ooh.
One went up last night. That'd be your 150.
Oh, the Jubilee.
It's got a lot of piss farting around in it, I will say that.
Sure it does.
Richard Marsland's summer fashion hints are there. Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
I actually don't remember that.
That's when you provided me with the script that I hadn't seen. And I hadn't read it
now I remember.
You actually wrote that yourself. Peter Rosethorne's on board. All kinds of things. Kids like booze. Don't remember that. Going up today, we have one with Jane Kennedy Alan Bro. Mm. And that's it. I'm out of here. Okay, lots going on.
Okay.
We're going to change the format of the show slightly today.
What?
Let's get up Talkback Mountain right now.
Come on, everybody.
Okay, we're up there.
Now, that's my favourite Talkback Mountain theme.
This is the Get This Jukebox. How does this work?
Well, Tone, people like hearing our clips and via the email and stuff like that. The little grabs, you know, how come and all different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, when we finish at the, you know, the end of whenever it is, I haven't checked my emails.
The 23rd.
then
best not to, I find.
Then, you know, these clips will be off into the ether. We won't be able to hear them again.
Right,
we choose every day. Now we're going to throw it open to the listeners.
Yeah.
Listeners, which clip would you like to hear today,
right now?
And we're doing it early because we think it's going to take a while, A, to sift through the fruit that Cecilia has to sit through, and thank you for that, and B, to load them up. Richard's got to load them up.
All right, just give him a test now, just off the top of your head.
Yeah, good, actually.
Which would you like to hear?
I mean, I always like to hear a bit of the Vengabus.
The Vengabus.
That's always
how
been my
How quickly
go.
Can you bring it up, Mr. Marsden?
Like this.
With no rehearsals.
2, 3, 4.
The Vengabus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
Yeah, that sounds good, but didn't Ed Cavalli do an even better version of that? Have you got that one there, Rich? Or have you accidentally, unquote, erased it?
The Vengabus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
Okay.
It's very what, Richard?
It's very Mr. Humphreys. Is that what you were implying?
From north to Ibiza. It's very swishy is what I'm saying.
All right, then. You? We can both do it in the club if you want. See what gets the kids going more. I'm happy.
I'm busy cupping guys, apparently, in a scat-free evening with Dicko.
I'll go to EOS with you right now if you want.
Okay. All of that requires explanation that we don't have time for. Call us now, 1-333-53. With your idea for something you'd like to hear that we've played on this show, like a clip, not a whole sketch, not something that goes 3 minutes.
A quote, a clip, some recs, a song, whatever you'd like.
Okay, and in the
maybe not a song.
I mean, not a song, because we've got Steve Earle coming up, and I think that goes longer than Inagata De Vita. But here's what we're going to do. 1-333-53 is the number. While we're sifting through that, I mentioned Alan Bro. He's always great on the show.
He's vibey.
He's a good sound, your Alan Bro.
Mm.
He was in here one day when, well, I think this is self-explanatory. Somehow, Ed Cavalli, without the knowledge of anyone else on the show, has been sneaking around to the promotions department. We thought it was just the usual perving at the women there.
Yeah. Okay,
but
hang on.
Hang
on a second.
He's actually getting some kind of TV ad together. Now, we don't have permission to do this. We don't even have a budget.
No, we have nothing.
And what is the crazy basis for it?
We have no money, but we have a dream and a lovable bunch of misfits.
That's absolutely
My uncle owns a theatre.
Oh, all right.
Okay, bang.
It's a ragtag fleet.
It's in a theatre, all right?
It's in a theatre.
Yep. Okay, so this is the idea, Alan. So we're going to film a film clip. Richard and I are going to write a power ballad, but we're not going to write the whole thing. What we need is for the listeners to help us out with some lines when we get back from the break. This is the kind of thing that we're aiming.
How complicated is it? I thought this was all going to be done over the break.
Tony, just go with me, all right? You just stay up taping Late Line and let Richard and I look after the song. Alan, because it's a television ad, we get to have a film clip for it. Now, the original basis that we're going for is ABBA's Give Me a Man After Midnight.
Oh, because you see, our favourite type of video clip in here is one where it depicts the recording of the single itself. Everyone's in the recording studio pointing at buttons, sliding faders, going, yes, that sounds great.
Nodding at bass lines. Yep. That's the kind of thing we're looking for.
Womack and Womack teardrops.
And I think Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police has a bit of that. Or Do 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 has a bit of that. They're in the studio wearing straw hats and dancing along. Or something like that.
I know that one.
Okay, so that's one end of the spectrum.
Oh, okay, so there's obviously disagreement about that.
No, I'm assuming this is if we have no budget at all and we can only film in a recording studio.
Exactly.
You're saying open it up a bit.
Yeah.
What other styles of classic rock video should we emulate? Like on Flying Foxes, Living on a Prayer style.
Like Holiday Road, where he's in the classic, the office is turned into a prison.
Yeah.
And then I've got to break out so I can get with the ladies. That kind of thing.
Holiday Road.
Yeah.
That's nice. Or something darkness style where you're just standing on a cliff.
Fantastic.
Playing guitars with the wind.
Love is only a feeling, actually.
I was thinking, remember Word Up by Cameo? And they were all there at a crime scene and they were all wearing giant cod pieces. And the guy who ended up playing Geordie LaForge, I think it was, on Star Trek, turns up and then, as a policeman, rips some of his clothes off and starts dancing. Oh, now, this is good stuff.
Velcro out some clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. Velcro, yeah, note to sell Velcro clothes.
Okay. What about some angels, a la, you know, total eclipse of the heart, including an angel that just leaps across the room for no reason?
Oh, like, or what about Prince style when doves fly, uh-huh. atmospheric bathtub, doves flying.
Oh, oh but shot good. On video.
Not on film.
Oh, no, no, not on video.
No, yeah, shot on video.
With the sort of Vaseline filter over it.
Oh, very much. I mean, all three of you are in the bath.
Okay,
where the doves fly across.
So what we got here, we got doves, bath, Betacam, Vass filt. Yep. Is that what we're talking?
And Velcro clothes.
And Velcro clothes.
What about Urban Decay? You need some Urban Decay a la Ice House Crazy.
Oh, yes.
Flaming barrels.
Flaming braziers.
Yes. Yeah.
Dragon were constantly on a building site warming their hands around a flaming brazier.
Now we're getting somewhere. Or you could go really Aussie a la Ice House, Great Southern Land style, shoot at Uluru.
Yes.
Oh. With just you guys with Uluru in the background and just you can see a bit of police intervention going on behind you?
If it's going to be Ice House, what about live sort of style at the ARIA Awards? Ivor Davies trapped in a cube made of fluorescent light tubes.
Yes.
It's so cold inside the Ice House.
I know. And while we're on that style of thing, how about computer games by Mysex?
Oh, yes.
With them playing and then suddenly cutting to really crap old Pong-style computer stuff of them driving down a road having a car accident.
But somebody has to laugh, like in the song People by Mysex, ha, 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 for no reason.
I think put laughing down, please.
Laughing,
next
ha,
to the
ha,
doves. That's what makes the doves fly. Someone goes, ha, 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 and the doves take off.
It's a lot to squeeze in 30 seconds. Have we missed anything, Rich? And let's just get Nick Kershaw chroma key suits off the table because that'll be
he's
the first
done it.
Winner.
He was the best.
You can't top anyone.
It's good stuff.
Running. Someone running. Watching someone with binoculars.
Yes.
There's a Spandau ballet video.
Okay.
Communication.
Right.
Communication. Well, someone's watching someone with binoculars, then there's a bit of running to try and catch them, and they ride off on a motorcycle. Yes. A woman on the back.
A motorcycle's good.
Washing a car, slow motion, a la Peter Andre. I believe it's Give Me a Little Sign.
Give Me a Little Sign,
They're washing a car and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, frolicking and washing.
In the days before water restrictions.
Mm.
Can we do that these days?
No, you'd have to do it with a bucket. But, okay. I mean, there's fun in that as well. I mean,
bucket
you
fun.
With oversized buckets.
Hey,
oh,
Richard.
My God.
So many good ideas. Okay. You're back live now. I'll get this on Triple M. You know, I knew something was up when they never got back to us about that ad. Yeah, I don't think we'll be needing a full campaign this time of the year.
I'm still going to make that clip.
I'm sure you are. Mm.
For me album.
Maybe some bagpipes like this would be the go.
I think this is...
Oh. Steve Earle. This is the song they sing in the sales department.
Yeah.
And they're sending you up.
Yeah, I know.
There we go. Try yourself, Steve Earle. Come on, matey, crank it up. We've got callers waiting. 133353.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore.
Okay, thank you. Pens down, Steve Earle. Let's get this on Triple M around the nation, throwing the show together. On the run, the listeners are on board and they're playing our panel operator like an old piano today. It's the Get This Jukebox. It's your chance to hear some of our clips before they're, well, put out for the recycle bin. You know, you might want to hear...
How come?
You could want to hear... Or you might just want to give someone...
One. Right up the bracket.
He sounds like he's going to die at the end of that sentence.
Right up the bracket. Okay, who is on the line and what do they want to hear? Ed Cavalli.
G'day, Josh.
G'day, g'day.
What do you want to hear?
Rex is just a little sand grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rex.
Well, let's see what we can do.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
That's the...
Excellent.
That's the short one, isn't it? We've got time for anything longer.
Yeah, cool.
Where's that one about... Do you like the one where he's born and spawned in Bay 13?
Oh, I can identify it with as well. I was just in Bay 14, just to the left of him a bit.
Were you really?
Yes. And no, I had known Julian Wiener as well.
Do you know Julian Wiener?
Yes, I played cricket with his son.
What? Son of Wiener?
Son of Wiener, yes.
What was Wiener's son called?
Brett Wiener.
Brett Wiener. How was he?
A pretty boy. And he goes to school as well. But,
bit of a pretty boy. I thought he might be.
You know, the golden locks. And
yeah, the long blonde locks.
Beautiful moustache.
Oh, yeah, God. That guy just needs a good firm talking to.
Now, I am really concerned, not for my future, because Lynn and I have mapped that out, and that's private, thank you very much. But I'm concerned for the game and the next crop of broadcasting puppets.
Puppets!
Yes, you, Ferret, who had to try for 6 hours to talk up a game that has become boring and far-fetched from the good old-fashioned spirit of Aussie rules.
Here we go.
Up a notch.
I was born and spawned on this game in Bay 13, selling and eating Dixie ice creams, and then through guts and hard work, ran onto this great arena.
Oh, I've been blown back against the wall.
Exhausting. All right, I hope that's helped, Josh. Who is next?
G'day, Emily. How are you?
Oh, hi. I want to hear that really crazily fast song that Richard sang, the Mingo theme.
Oh, the theme to Triple M's Mingo.
Take a minute, Grande. What the hell? It's Triple M's Mingo. All you have to do is play a little game we have. It's called Mingo. Musical bingo on the radio is the way to go. It'll help with your cash flow and you'll have that winning glow. Listen weekdays from 9 for Triple M's Mingo. Listen to the songs when you hear them, call us up and say Mingo.
Bingo!
Nothing could be easier every workday. We will boost your pay when we give the cash away. Woo! That's the name of the easy little game called Mingo.
Bingo!
Triple M!
Oh, don't try and dance to
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
I hope you weren't dancing, Emily.
I was dancing.
Giving myself the stitch. Who's next?
Thanks, Emily. G'day, Ben.
How you going, guys?
Excellent. What would you like to hear?
Well, first, I'd just like to say thank you because I'm going to North Sumatra to do a month of conservation work, so I won't get to hear from you guys again. So your only listener with a girlfriend will no longer be listening.
Oh, that's tragic. Send us in a photo as proof, though.
Well, she does burp a lot, so she might be inflatable.
Fantastic.
Okay, doing, I'm sure she's
doing gear.
We'll be happy to hear that's been mentioned on national radio. What would you like to hear, sir?
I'd like to hear Ed being electrocuted.
Ed being electrocuted, can do.
Step four, leave the controller to the chopper at least 5 metres far away.
Now the antenna's currently touching. Wow!
He's electrocuted.
What happened there?
Ow! Has that made your day?
Oh, it's fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, Ben. Good on you.
Bring us something back that's Sumatran. G'day, Dane. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys going?
Good, thanks. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear Tony's version of the All Together Now theme.
Oh, no.
Now, do we have that?
It's never been in the computer.
Well, then there's only...
Do a lie. Yesterday was your hair so long, and a love song, and a photograph of you singing the blues. Nothing comes easy. Everybody.
Trying to get it all together now.
Yesterday was a memory, but I have been. Rock and roll never forgets, forgets or regrets. Nothing comes easy. Everybody trying to keep it all together now. One of the crowd shout it out loud. All together now. I'm sure there's more verses. But
beautiful.
We're exhausted in here.
That was beautiful.
Thanks,
Dane. Thank you very much, Dane.
Nice talking to
time
you.
Time for our lie down. We've got room for one more explosion. Man. What's it going
to
be?
We'll have to do this again. Sorry, everyone, we couldn't get to. We'll do it again next week. G'day.
We will. We've got two more weeks.
G'day, Robert. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Excellent. Tired, but excellent. What would you like to hear?
Well, mine's a simple one, short and sweet. I'd like Richard to do his cacophony of all those arugas and other similar sounds.
Oh, so you'd like him to push all the buttons at once?
Let's see how I go.
Give it a crack, Rich.
Okay.
Too cute by half.
Okay. We're exhausted in here.
Could that be a ringtone?
I think it could be. It'd be a very confronting one, but maybe we can do it.
Yeah, can
even,
do, right.
Even a doorbell with something be something.
All right, well, either way.
Yeah, maybe that's what happens at Richard's house. That's another story. Oh, we're going
to
put the...
Are we ever going to get to the bottom of that?
Last show, I reckon.
We're doing the OB from there.
Robert, I've installed a bunch of cameras in Richard's house, unbeknownst to him, so next week we're going to... unleash the footage.
I'll be watching the feed.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. We will have to do that again. Absolutely good fun. Well done, Rich.
Still some great... I know a lot of David Dickinson fans are being turned away today, but, hey, a lot to get to in the next hour. He's back, Tony Wilson.
Get this.
I have been surprised by the level of public disquiet. It's turned out to be much greater than I expected.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power. Do what I want.
want because I can, if I don't because I want to.
There must be a Melbourne Cup on somewhere.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
Come on, Rich, let's cross to the Melbourne Cup every day. Let's just do it. There must be one.
I love it. I love checking in with correct weight.
Yeah, I know
getting
you
the
do.
All clear.
You certainly do.
Gates are open.
They certainly are.
Lights
look,
on.
Who's come in? It's Tony Wilson. Look.
Good to see you.
Back on the show, possibly for the last time.
I'd say it will be. Yeah. What a sad bit of news a few months ago.
Yeah.
I had the flag out the front at half mast for a few months.
Did you really? Man.
I'm celebrating all the gags one by one still. What got a little baby. I give her a bath each night. And I've got ducks. She loves the ducks.
Oh, yeah.
9 months old. So we do pick people want ducks.
Yeah, that's people right. want ducks.
That's right, Silo. That's a man who's been a regular contributor to the show. Mm. And you were asking me, you know, is he a real person? And you know, is it a gimmick? Is it a gag? No, it's just a guy who called up. Really works for a duck company called, what is it called? Do we know?
Something.
Love duck. A duck. Love
a duck. Get a duck.
But listen to this bombshell. Switch on our producer's microphone.
What's happened,
what's
Nikki?
The news today?
We heard today that he's actually left Love a Duck and is going to work at Retrovision.
Retrovision. Lured by that Proclaimers jingle, no doubt.
People want fridges.
See, it doesn't have the same ring.
Doesn't, does it?
I reckon he'll be back.
Maybe. Oh, one extension cords.
It'll be like the Tin Machine album for him. He'll end up back at Love a Duck. I just know he will. All right, well, we're not trying to bring you down, Tony Wilson, with sadness. No, we're celebrating things today on Get This. Forgotten Heroes. Can you think of any of those?
This morning on our show on Community Radio, yes. Triple R, we celebrated, because we played a Steve Earle track as well. I noticed you did in the last hour.
See the... Building a bridge between Triple M and Community Radio, Steve Earle.
And we wondered whether he ever got teased with Steve Urkel. And Steve Urkel, I got some stats from Sam Pang. He did 9 series on Family Matters.
Okay, there's some sizzle. The full Urkel story. Many other forgotten heroes. We're going to visit the International High Rollers Room. And if there's time, we're off to Serbia in this hour of Get This. Thank you very much, Pink. Thank you, Richard Marsden, for pointing out that we have a program going to air here at Triple M. We certainly do. It's the second hour of Get This.
Business hates it.
Oh, that's not true. Mm-hmm. No, they don't. It's actually quite popular.
Oh, no, it's not, says Labour.
All right. God, we've got guests. We've got Tony Wilson here. Just nattering on off air there, not realising that Pink was winding up. What were we talking about there?
I think we were talking about Pink's need to make a living. Okay. Isn't it good that she's getting by?
Of course. Author Tony Wilson. I like to say that because I'm a big fan of your novel Players. Still available, still in the shops. How is the, I don't want to say sequel, but I know you're working on a second one.
I am doing another one. This time it's about the tabloid media in London. And basically a former sports person, this time a football soccer star,
yes.
An Australian in London, he gets involved in a sex scandal.
Oh, right.
And it's told from the point of view of the son going through his father's, living with his father's sex scandal.
Wow. And how, you know, what are the hard yards in the writing room like at the moment?
It's tough. I'm reading books mainly about tabloid journalists of the past. That's actually quite good fun.
Of the past.
Like the people, like for example, Carrie Fisher went into rehab at one point and a tabloid journalist just dresses in a white coat. Back in 82, Innocence, gets in the lift, wears the white coat, goes in to sort of, you know, check the temperature and that sort of thing in the hospital room. But really she starts conducting an interview with Carrie Fisher. It's terrible behaviour. Wow.
And who invented this kind of journalism? Do we go back to William Randolph Hearst? Is that?
I think he did a lot of it. I'm not sort of doing the history of it. I'm focusing more on the London experience. The sort of thing where I know that that Merv Hughes was talking to a girl. He was single at the time, but he was wearing a ring that his mother had given him.
Right.
And basically a beautiful sort of busty standard page 3 type offering arrives in the bar. And then just 3 hours later, the doors bash open in this bar and it's just light globes everywhere and fantastic. She's clearly in the pay.
Right.
And so I'll have that kind of scenario unfolding.
But I think I mentioned William Hearst because his dad was George Hearst, who of course we see as the bad guy in Series 3 of Deadwood.
Oh, yes. Good.
Yes. And I just find when I'm watching that, there's so many layers to Deadwood, but I just think of that as Rupert Murdoch because George Hearst was the father of Randolph Hearst, who's the spiritual father of Rupert Murdoch. And I'm sure there's a lot of Murdoch jokes in Deadwood. Remember when Hearst leaves and he's going, I might just set up a newspaper here and make my own news. All that stuff.
If you want to read a great story about Murdoch, Piers Morgan was an editor in the in England for a while, and he got the job from Murdoch and was working for Murdoch, and, and just the way that he got the job, a big long walk on a beach with Rupert, sort of as this 28-year-old up and comer, and the expectation of what you deliver, and when Rupert's in the office, the panic that the newsroom has.
Right, right.
It's a terrific book, The Insider by Piers Morgan.
Is he the one who said that Rupert had a phrase which he said to all of his editors about the general public, which is keep them angry, keep them stupid?
I think that is right. So he also...
The idea is you keep people angry about things like the killer smiled in the courtroom. Look at this politician who's having free feeds when he goes overseas. So you get angry about little things like that and you don't notice bigger things like global warming.
And there was a very funny joke that was told by Stephen Fry in relation to this particular editor, Piers Morgan. He said there was a new definition for the word countryside and that was the murder of Piers Morgan.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Bob Franklin was telling that one the other day. And then keep them stupid is, oh, look at this dress that Nicole Kidman's bought on page 3.
See, and that's where I can't help but get sucked in. You know what I mean?
See?
You get a hot chick carrying a cat around, and I'll buy it, man. Adelaide Advertiser, whatever it is, if it's like the races are on at the moment in Melbourne, I think, the Spring Carnival, and you open up a Melbourne paper at the moment and you go, okay, Cavalli, you need to read about this election. You need to, whoa, look at those. Man.
That's how it works.
Look at that dress. Woo.
Keep them angry, keep them stupid, keep them going, whoa. And, of course, I just think a great thing with those tabloid papers would be to open it up, open up the editorial pages to the people who write into the 50-50 columns. Just for a day, let Phil Minge of Adelaide have an editorial.
Minge, the Minge.
Or Joy Buttress of Dramana. Buttress. She's a great contributor. Mm. Let her edit.
Okay. They are gems becoming personalities in their own right.
I know it must be weird being a respected author, Tony, and looking down and seeing a copy of Tim Zura's The Gloves Are Off. That's nothing to do with you. But we are going to be talking forgotten heroes. So get a few in the bank and let's talk about that next on Get This. Thank you, Queen. It's Get This. It's on Triple M. Tony Wilson is here, book writer and author. How many books have you got out at the moment?
Oh, well, I've got a few kids' books. Yes. One called Harry Highpants.
I love Harry Highpants. It's a warning. I think it's a warning.
And I've got one coming out called The Minister for Traffic Lights. He tries to introduce the fourth traffic light on an unsuspecting wow. public as a cure for road rage. The mauve traffic light. When the lights turn mauve, you've got to get out and hug your fellow motorist.
Oh. Well, there'll be letters to that. Now, you were saying off air you're a letter writer. You're not talking about letters Phil Minge style to the newspaper.
No, I write to, like, for example, if a journalist writes something that's annoying, write directly to the journalist.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
And how do you go with that?
Oh, no one ever replies. I've also written to the Pope to ask, because he said that hell really exists in the same week as he was talking about canonising the deceased Pope. And I wrote to ask him whether there would be the possibility of any saints in hell, whether the sainthoods have gone wrong and the person was actually judged by St. Peter and God and others to go to hell, but actually they'd been, the church had got it wrong while they were immediately after they died.
And so he never got back?
No, he never got back.
Never got back.
I wrote to the Jackass team and asked them to do water polo with hammerhead sharks. But they didn't get back. Apparently, Johnny Knoxville, and they go fishing with Steve-O. Is that in Jackass 2?
Yeah.
Or Jackass 4 or whatever they're up to? But basically, they've done something better than water polo with hammerhead sharks. They've already stuck someone, they basically put Steve-O on the end of a hook and dipped him in shark-infested waters and went fishing with a guy with sharks. Wow. So they've trumped me.
So when you sit down and you've got your to-do list, it's like write to the Pope, write to Jackass. Who else is on that list?
I'm writing to the president of Ethiopia because... They just had their year.
Promised you some gold, did he?
That's right.
Hasn't come through.
They've just had their year 2000. Instead of being with the whatever calendar, the Julian calendar, they're with the Gregorian calendar. Oh, so they've dropped some months and they're back in 2000.
So they've been panicking about the millennium bug for the last 6 months.
Well, that's paragraphs 1 and 2 of the letter to the president of Ethiopia. But the paragraphs 3 and 4 are to suggest that they've actually, you know, those nerdy letters that were written around the time of the millennium saying really the celebration should be next year. You've got to complete the 2000th year, and really the big year is into 2001. I said, I'm worried that there won't be enough of those nerdy letters in Ethiopia, and that really you've got to concentrate on next year.
And nothing?
Nothing yet.
Nothing. People are so rude. Smoking is a big issue that people like to write into the papers about. Those smoking bans, are they everywhere now? Does every state have them?
Every pub and club. Yeah.
But isn't South Australia behind the times there?
No, South Australia, I think, has gone over to the complete non-smoking. They had certain areas that were...
They're not still on the Gregorian calendar. That's not what I'm suggesting.
Moved on.
But I remember that when they started introducing the ban in Victoria, people were talking about the high rollers room. You could still have a smoke in the high rollers room. Have we got a report there, Rich?
The ban makes it illegal to smoke in all pubs and clubs, the only exception being the International High Rollers Room at the city's generic casino. Casino manager Ron Throsby.
Oh, look, I don't think Australians are going to be too put out if some bloke from, say, China wants to come out here and spark up a cigarette in the privacy, the sanctity, the sealed atmosphere of the International High Rollers Room.
But isn't this sealed room exactly what regular pubs and clubs have been asking for?
Yeah, but your local pub doesn't have an International High Rollers Room, does it?
Until now. Dave Butcher is the bar manager of Wollongong's Kershaw Arms.
Well, this is our new Mecca. Can you switch that music over, mate? This is our new International High Rollers Room. Please help yourself to a martini and parmo. Oh, I tell you what, just as well we've bolted down the tin for the spastic kiddies, I've heard the Ocean's 11 mob could be through later.
But Mr. Butcher, apart from that old bloke talking to himself at the bar dressed as a croupier and that Doug Parkinson lookalike dismantling an engine block on what looks to be a hand-drawn blackjack table, isn't this just your standard front bar?
Have you checked out the dice-shaped urinal cakes and the gents?
Where are the International High Rollers?
Well, that bloke with the scratchy tickets over at the pool table, I think he might be Vietnamese. Oh, and here comes one of our whales.
Oh, Dave, can we switch over from Jean de Florette to the trots? I'll be getting back to the Côte d'Azur to hook up with Robbie Williams and Princess Mary. Oh, shit, Les has just won $1 million in the trivia comp.
Back at the casino, Ron Throsby continues to defend the policy.
What about murder? Would you condone murder? Oh, look, I don't think Australians are going to kick up too much of a stink if some bloke from China wants to come out here and say, murder three people in the privacy of the International High Rollers Room.
A view that has since spread to the wider community.
When police entered the house where the killing spree occurred, they discovered what they described as a makeshift International High Rollers Room.
And when members of the CIB raided this drug deal in progress atop a multi-story car park in the city, they found three men using a portable International High Rollers Room in an attempt to evade prosecution.
Step away from the roulette wheel.
What about gambling? Would you condone gambling in the International High Rollers Room? No, of course we wouldn't. It's just somewhere to have a quiet smoke.
That's over. Music, get us out of here quickly, Richard. Forgotten Heroes next. I'll get this. Oh, thank you very much, the Joker and the Thief. Wolfmother here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Wilson is with us. He's got books in the shops. Just look for them. They've got his name on the front. You can't really miss them. It's fairly self-explanatory. Let's talk, though, Tony. Forgotten Heroes. Oh, there are so many, aren't there now? You know about sports and stuff. I'm assuming that's a whole Forgotten Heroes category unto itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was thinking of one the other day. Olympic silver medalist Robert Cabas
What was his story?
He won in the 84 Olympics, and let's be honest about the 84 Olympics. The Eastern Bloc called it out. They didn't go, and so that gave the opportunities for young Greek Australians with hair on their shoulders to come through and overachieve.
And he was he a clean and jerk man from memory?
Both. He won the overall, I think it was the light heavyweight title, and had the great moustache and the great hairline and the hair on the shoulders, and went on, like myself, to write a children's book. So.
Really? Oh, wow. Well, he's a forgotten hero.
Good on him.
The music. Let's have the music for everybody.
Oh, lovely.
Make it like the Oscars.
I wasn't going to mention this bloke, and I don't know even what his name is, but he was a hero of mine when I was a kid, the weightlifter at the Commonwealth Games in, was it like 1972? Was that New Zealand? Or am I just thinking?
There was one. No, yeah, you're right. There was.
Am I saying that just because I saw it in New Zealand on the telly?
Maybe, Tone, but what happened?
That weightlifter guy.
They were in Perth, I think.
You remember the bloke with the handlebar moustache and the glasses who held the weights over his head and then couldn't put them down and just went straight over, bang, on the stage, and they rolled into the audience.
Yeah, that guy's good.
Later enshrined in a Mentis commercial, I think it was. He's a forgotten hero. Beautiful. Mr. Cavalli, who are you pointing at?
I mean, where do you start with the Sheffield Shield, really? I mean, someone sent me in a number of playing cards here, some of the names. Dennis Hickey, here's Dean Hills, Carl Rackerman, Michael Divenuto still playing, still holding down the middle order spot for Tassie, Brad McNamara. Yeah. But when I think of the Sheffield Shield, Tone, I go no further than Joe Scuderi.
Oh.
And I'm holding in my hot little hand here, Tony Wilson, his playing card from 1994, his Mercantile Mutual card, and it's meant to talk you up on the back. Like if you see a Michael Jordan, you know, basketball card, on the back it says Michael Jordan's the single greatest basketball player who ever played. You know, don't keep reading. Yes, he is. Just believe us.
Divenuto?
Divenuto says space for rent on the back of his card. But Joe Scuderi's says injury. It starts like this. Injuries have reduced the effectiveness of this man.
All right, he could be in the pantheon. Now, let's not just keep it to sports. It could be anybody. What about Steve Britton? Mm. Who's he? The voiceover man who for years said, "Have you ever rented a video that wasn't quite right?" Mm. That bloke. And I think he was the voice of Triple M for many years as well. Forgotten hero.
Mr. Marsland?
I'm going to say Soy Bomb.
Soy Bomb
is the guy who came on stage when Bob Dylan was performing at the Grammys many years ago and performed an interpretive dance.
Yes.
And I would have loved for him to get some endorsement deals or maybe a sitcom role or something like that. It just seems that he was a one-off creation and never came back.
It feels to me like he'll be back one day in a sitcom where he lives with serial pest Peter Hoare.
Yes.
The two of them will get together.
That's the sitcom, isn't it? It's Peter Hoare, Soy Bomb.
Pest and Bomb. Put it together. Pest and Bomb on your ABC.
Forgotten heroes.
You know, I heard of one the other day. I was railing against the Annabelle principle and upset that that ad got a sequel. Right. And I don't know if you remember, if you've seen that Annabelle principle.
I haven't, Tony.
It's about the further that you drive looking for petrol, the cheaper the petrol has to be.
Yeah, that's cool. Hang on a sec. And there's a guy with his daughter in it.
Yeah, that's
my friend Travis Cotton in that.
Not his fault.
No. Yeah,
not blaming him or Annabelle necessarily, if you're listening. But I got a response to that rail that said that the Gobbledoc, which also had a series, the guy who pitched the Gobbledoc pitched a movie, wanted a movie with the Gobbledoc, a feature length.
A Gobbledoc movie?
And swore that it was coming. And the Gobbledoc now, dearly departed, is a forgotten hero.
Yeah, give him the music. And you did mention Urkel earlier. There's a perfect example. And I can't believe that statistic you told us. Family Matters was on for how many years?
Well, we found out this morning. Sam Payne did a call-in, and it went for nine seasons.
Nine seasons. The Office 2, Fawlty Towers 2, Family Matters 9.
With the cop out of Die Hard as the dad.
Oh, really?
Right. Playing a cop.
But wasn't Dennis Franz the cop out? Oh, no, I'm thinking Die Hard 2. Yeah. Pardon me. Yeah.
The friendly cop who was his consoling ear for much of the time through the building.
I can't remember that guy's name. He'll be on the Pantheon list, I'm sure.
Jaleel White was Steve Urkel.
Glad we've cleared that up.
Thanks.
I'm not sure of the father. I don't know, but he was in Die Hard.
At the time, he was the Webster of a new generation, I thought.
Absolutely.
So what was the difference between Webster and the other guy from Different Strokes?
Gary Coleman.
Because essentially it's a similar kind of idea, isn't it? Little kid, cracking wise.
Cheeks mainly. I think Arnold had bigger ones.
Oh, really? Webster an orphan?
Anyone can be a forgotten hero.
Was Webster an orphan?
Well, now, anyone you'd like to nominate, 133353.
Get this.
I know for a fact that they're not qualified.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This around the nation on Triple M. Tony Wilson is here. We're looking for forgotten heroes. Who's got one, Ed?
G'day, Rad. How are you?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Excellent. Who's your forgotten hero?
Cecilia told me to say Kim Beazley straight away, but I just want to ask Tall Tony, the author.
Yeah.
How the hell did he know that Get This was going to be axed months ago?
You know everyone, God included.
Oh, rad, dude. I wish you just said Kim Beazley. I really do. Let's play the theme. There we go.
I don't know. Were you saying that Tony Wilson is a forgotten hero?
No, well, we're saying that Tony Wilson knows something that we don't. Maybe it's all those letters to the Pope.
It's a bit shifty, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
Rad's on to you.
How many weeks is it?
It's three. Two weeks to go.
It was announced 4 weeks ago.
Oh, thank you. I meant to say a month ago.
Can't get that past Rad.
People are just suggesting that, in fact, it's the curse of Richard Marsland.
Yeah, absolutely.
Previous shows, the Ann Wills program, gone. Tough Love, gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All gone. Late Date Show, gone.
Gone it.
Understanding 50, gone.
Oh, see ya.
Yep.
Thanks, Rad. Good to talk to you. G'day, Christy. How are you?
I'm good.
You forgotten hero?
Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
He's quite current, though, isn't he? Is he forgotten, though?
Oh, well, ever since Tony did Teenagers, no one cares about him anymore. I mean, I can't stop listening to it.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Yeah.
So people don't like the Cockney versions, you say?
No, they do, Tom.
Oh, they do, but in your crowd, though?
Well, I'm going to high school right now. It's all anyone's talking about, believe me.
Wow, Tony, you're so hip with the kids.
Yeah, you are.
That's right. I certainly am.
This is what I keep telling you. You need to
you
open
don't even
a half
have a fringe
bite.
And you're in.
Oh, wow.
Would you give him the hot 40? He could do that countdown, couldn't you?
Yeah. Hey, kids, don't forget to top up your super.
Whoa.
I know what the kids are into.
Absolutely.
I can talk their lingo.
Thanks, Christy.
That's okay.
See you later. G'day, Michael. How are you?
Not bad, Ed. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Your forgotten hero?
I was going to say Fat Cat.
Fat Cat. Now, apparently got axed for failing to have a defined character.
Yeah.
Is all they know is he just disappeared and never came back.
That's right. It's so true.
In fact, I worked in Adelaide at this TV station where they had Fat Cat, where they filmed Fat Cat, and now and again you would see the Fat Cat suit being trotted out for Christmas parties, being photographed in compromising positions.
Oh, no.
By the way, I saw you on TV last night, Ed.
Where?
Where was he on?
On Shandell Tales.
On which one?
Shandong Pictures.
Ah. Is that gone to air already, has it?
I thought that was
On Demand on IQ.
On Demand on IQ. And how would you rate his performance?
Well, if you can keep your hand off your balls in the first scene.
No, it's never happened yet. It's not going to happen this time.
Good on you, Michael.
No worries, mate. Good to meet you.
No, I'll miss you too.
All right, Fat Cat, an ill-defined character. Who else is forgotten?
G'day, Joel. How are you?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Excellent, man. Who's your forgotten hero?
All right. His name's Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah.
You guys might know him as he was the sidekick to Bruce Willis in Moonlighting.
I never watched Moonlighting. Anyone here? Nobody's
talking
about?
I do. I used to watch Moonlighting.
But he was the sidekick to, he was also played Dudley Dawson, a.k.a. Booger, in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes, Booger. We all know Booger.
Yeah. Hang on, he's still got quite a good career, Joel, because he looks quite different now. I think, and I may be wrong, wasn't he in the West Wing for an episode?
He was in Ray.
He was in Ray as well.
And also in Risky Business had the famous line, what the F.
He was in Risky Business. And also, I think, Joel, he may be popping up in Boston Legal.
Yeah, and he was also in Better Off Dead. He was the guy that was sniffing snow on top of the hill there.
There he is.
Oh, yes. Now we're getting into
the... This is pure snow. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Half of my brain.
Once the savage Steve Holland oeuvre gets mentioned, no songs get played on Triple M. Thank you very much, Joel. One more.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Hello, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Excellent, man. Who's your forgotten hero?
Ben Folds for making sure that William Shatner's second album didn't suck quite as much as his first one.
Oh, of course. It was something like 30 or 40 years between the albums, wasn't there?
Transformed Man was 1968, and then he took a very well-deserved break from the musical industry until 2004.
And he had Common People, Pulp version, didn't That's he, right, on that album?
Yeah, he did. It's actually, in a very, very, very weird way, it's kind of brilliant.
Okay.
I went to a university where William Shatner, you know, normally it's dignitaries and priests and mayors who get buildings named after them, but the general purpose building at McGill University in Montreal is called the William Shatner Building. He must have gone there.
Dear God.
The William Shatner Building, and then they pull it down and put up the Patrick Stewart Building, and it's not quite as good somehow. I don't know. These are great forgotten heroes. But we've got to visit Serbia, believe it or not. We've got a lot to do on this program. That'll be next on Get This.
All this feels strange and untrue, and I won't waste a minute with you.
without you.
That's Snow Patrol. I think it is, yes. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Tony Wilson is here. Talking about, you know, do you often on your program, on the community radio, do you get accused of neglecting certain aspects of your listeners, you know, like certain groups are not represented on the program?
I guess so. I think we neglect the 0 to 20-year-old group. I think we've got older. As Triple R's been going for 30 years now.
Wow.
And so basically I think that the audience has got older with us.
Right, okay. And, of course, a lot of the staff have ended up here. But we're accused quite often of neglecting our Serbian listeners. Aren't we, Rich? Have we ever had any news from Serbia on this show before?
Not a shout out to my homeboy Alex Jurella from high school, who's from Serbia. Fan of throwing bricks.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I don't think this is offensive. Listen, a life-size marble statue of former Page 3 girl Samantha Fox is to be erected in Serbia after she agreed to sing at a pop festival. It's that simple, apparently. Locals in such and such raised the money to show the 1980s model.
Hang on, where's such and such? Have a go.
It's C-A-C-A-K. I can't pronounce that.
That's a kakaka.
Really, that's not offensive at all?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Locals in the town of Ballsack raised the money to show the 1980s model-turned-pop star how delighted they were with her visit. Fan Obrad Banovic said, "We love her. She is authentic sex symbol of 1980s, so why shouldn't we have monument to her? Other towns have their heroes in parks. Why can't we?"
So true.
It also comes after the northern Serbian village of something or other.
Nah, come on. Give it a go.
Zetiste, would that be it?
How many Zeds?
There's people pulling up out the front of the station. More Zeds than would seem necessary is the answer. This town decided to put up a statue of Hollywood film character Rocky. A statue of Rocky.
Outstanding.
Gee, you know, we only ever hear the bad stories out of Serbia. You know, the violence, the carnage, the endless emails promising great amounts of money for you to invest immediately, yes. We don't see the good stuff. The footage of war-torn villagers emerging from their houses to see the unveiling of the Rocky statue. The ticker tape parades for the monument to Dom DeLuise in Cannonball Run. The national holiday, an hour of silence to celebrate the memory of Don Knotts and the ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Hey, I'm behind that one.
The statue of Screech. Yeah. The parade for Lamal. The portrait in sign writing of Andrew Ridgely. And the Mount Rushmore-style carvings of the cast of Eight is Enough.
About time.
Why don't we see them on CNN? Thanks to a recent promotional visit, the national anthem of Serbia is now the theme to Laverne and Shirley.
That's good news.
I'm not joking.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But no more Schlobberdam. Republic of Serbia.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Republic of Serbia.
Nothing's gonna.
The Balkan Peninsula.
There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word
Milosevic.
This time, there's no stopping us.
Watch out, Macedonia.
On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream, and we just know now. We're gonna make that dream come true.
And we'll do it our way, not Croatia's way. Make all our dreams come true, and we'll do it Serbia's way, not Bosnia's way. Make all our dreams
come true
for me and you and Serbians too.
Ah. Oh.
See, that's beautiful, isn't it?
That might be the first national anthem in the top 10.
And if any other bordering nations are offended, just write in and we'll record an anthem for you as well. I wouldn't want anyone to feel left out. There are plenty of other TV theme tunes going begging. Okay, time to sign off. Tony Wilson, thanks for sitting in for the hour and thanks for being such a great contributor over the last 2 years.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks, I'm going to miss you whatever time slot you have dominated over the last couple of years.
Well, we'll be... Oh, it's that quick. Thank you, everyone who's been on the show today, everyone who contributes. Only time for a quick key phrase. I guess it's pest and bomb. Thanks, Tony.
Good stuff.
And we'll will be back on Monday with Lemo. That's right. He's going to be here. And I guess Ed's going to be doing Drive.
Wow.
Quite possibly. It's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power. And don't forget the China Hutch.
Now it's allowing you know.
How come?